This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Police in Virginia Beach, Virginia are searching for a motive in Friday's mass shooting in which a disgruntled city worker shot and killed 12 people and wounded four others at a city office building. Police Chief James Cervera identified the assailant as Dwayne Craddock, a 15-year employee with the city's utilities department. He declined to comment on a motive for Friday's rampage, which ended with Craddock's death in a gun battle with police. Officials have also identified all 12 of the victims. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam asked for continued compassion for the victims' families.
So I would ask all of you that are viewing this today to continue to please lift up Virginia Beach, continue to lift up these victims and their families as we continue this healing process, which will go on not for days but months and years.
President Donald Trump tweeted early Saturday that he is monitoring the situation and promised the federal government is there to help. The United States is reportedly sending dozens of Department of Homeland Security agents and investigators to Guatemala to help stem the flow of unauthorized migration from Central America to the U.S. The Washington Post newspaper reported DHS personnel will advise Guatemalan police and migration authorities on how to halt human smuggling. The intent of the effort is to close heavily traveled routes to the U.S. and to discourage migrants from embarking on journeys to the United States through Mexico. It comes after President Donald Trump threatened stiffer tariffs on Mexico on Thursday if it did not stop illegal migrants. He also threatened to cut off aid to Central American countries for the same reason. For more on these stories, please be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan says the United States will not ignore China's behavior, which he says has threatened prosperity in the Pacific Rim region. Speaking at the Shangri-La conference in Singapore, Shanahan said the U.S. concern is about international security and trade.
The Indo-Pacific is our priority theater. We are where we belong. We are investing in this region. We are investing in you and with you.
China is infamous for its theft of other nations' military and civilian technology, and the U.S. Secretary said he took issue with Beijing's cyber attacks and state-sponsored stealing of intellectual property. China also has continued to project more military power beyond its borders, most notably by constructing artificial islands in the South China Sea and placing heavy weapons on them to support territorial claims not recognized under international law. Forces loyal to Libya's UN-backed government launched a violent attack Saturday against the Libyan National Army forces loyal to Marshal Khalifa Haftar in the south part of Tripoli. Sources confirmed that GNA forces had made progress in areas previously controlled by Haftar. Colonel Mohamed Ganouno, a government forces representative, said the GNA had managed to take control of new locations from the LNA, specifically in the area of Ain Zara. He added that government forces destroyed several armed vehicles in various axes during the advance of the forces of GNA south of Tripoli. Opposition icon Etienne Tshisekedi, whose son is now Democratic Republic of Congo's president, was laid to rest Saturday in his homeland, more than 2 years after he died during a political stalemate over the country's long-delayed elections. A funeral procession joined by thousands made its way to the outskirts of Kinshasa following several days of tributes. The elder Tshisekedi was the face of Congo's opposition for decades. He died before his political nemesis, Joseph Kabila, agreed to step aside and allow a new presidential vote to go forward. Scores of emergency workers were battling bad weather Saturday to locate 8 climbers missing on India's second highest mountain. 4 Britons, 2 Americans, an Australian, and an Indian were set to climb the 7,826-meter-tall Nanda Devi East Peak and return to base camp last weekend. However, the group failed to report back to the base camp after starting the ascent on May 13th. For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.